Are we ready?
You have reached the point of no return.
Welcome to The Breaking Point on 91.3 The Edge. Ethan Sellers, Matt Hastell, and Griffin Jarosinski on the studio right now.
Hey.
What's going on, people?
Hey, okay. Friends.
It's getting a little bit more windy now. We're kind of moving into winter, obviously. And
It's a sad time.
But so like my dad, like he's telling me like next week, that's when winter's starting. That's like highs of like 30s now.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So that's like highs 30s, 40s. So just be prepared for that. I just started a job at Bubs. So that's kind of cool.
You started a job at Bubs?
Yeah. Bubs Burgers. And they have a certain shoe style to wear. You can only wear tennis shoes. I didn't know that. So I walk in for my first day and I'm wearing these boots and he's like, you can only wear tennis shoes here. And I'm like, okay, great. Well, my parents are working. I don't have my car with me. So I walked home for like 4 miles, got home, got my car from there, drove back. But my lips, they're pretty chapped, not going to lie. So it hurts a lot right now. So I'm walking down the trail and I asked Natalie and my friend and she's like, I was like, hey, you got some chapstick? And she says, yeah, I got some chapstick. Gives it to me. I'm like, cool, thanks.
You know, that's why your lips are so red.
You're like, guys need chapstick, right? Every once in a while. And yeah, it's like bright pink lipstick, it smells chapstick.
Very, I was about there. To ask why your lips were so red earlier.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible. So, I'm like walking back and I'm like thinking like, okay, you can literally go up to any girl and see like, hey, do you have chapstick? They're going to say yes. I'm sorry. That's not like it's just a fact.
Does
I literally
call me a girl?
Do you have chapstick?
I have chapstick.
I'm done. I literally, but like to the point of the story, I literally walked up the trail, like past a few girls, and just randomly asked them, hey, you got chapstick? Yes. You got chapstick? Yeah. You got chapstick? Yes. Why? You got chapstick? And like every single one of them said yes. I'm like, what is this thing? Like, I can't think of something that a boy always has.
A phone?
Shoes. But everybody has a phone on them. Yeah, most people have a phone.
Everybody
on them.
Has shoes. Everybody has a phone on
headphones?
Them.
A great personality.
Exactly. That's what all of us have. Moving on, though, we got this story. So in Russia, I don't even know how to explain this, honestly, because I've never heard of this happening. But on a Russian beach, okay,
yes.
When you think of beach, what do you think of?
Sand and ocean.
Yeah.
Lots of sand.
Sun.
And sun. There
warm.
You go.
Beach
okay.
Towels.
Beach towels.
Okay.
Sunscreen.
On a Russian beach, giant snowballs appear.
What?
No way.
So, well, imagine this. So, like, instead of giant meatballs,
I thought we were done with the
meatballs. I would much prefer giant meatballs over giant snowballs, to be honest. But
well, these giant snowballs, like, they're ranging in sizes from, like, a tennis ball to, like, 3 feet in diameter.
That's crazy.
And stuff like that.
Wow.
And,
wait, okay, what's the temperature normally on the beach?
I don't know the temperature.
Okay, no, like, what's the climate in the area?
Well,
is it
Russia.
Sandy
it's
in
Russia.
Russia?
It's Russia.
Okay, so it's like snowy a lot.
So, but yes. are these snowballs being rolled, or are they just appearing?
they just appeared.
Is it the
what?
Ocean? Is it like, no?
It's like wind and stuff.
Result from a rare environmental process where small pieces of ice form are rolled by wind and water and end up as giant snowballs.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's
that
cool.
Actually makes sense.
That's pretty cool.
I know, and it's like an 11-mile, it's 11 miles of snowballs.
Dang.
Imagine if that happened like Lake Michigan. Like,
I'm just so jealous because like...
You make some crazy snowmen.
They have their
pre-made snowman kits. Yeah,
they have pre-made snowballs. Like we gotta go out there. We gotta labor that. We gotta just like grab all the snow, pack it together, make
snowball
our own
fight
snowballs.
Tournament.
It just makes it fun.
Russia over there is so privileged and has their snowballs made for them.
Like, Russian privilege.
Come on, guys.
Like that's just stupid. But yeah, you make some pretty killer snowmen and snowball fights and all the above. And I mean, you. Any snowball fights? You guys ever been in a snowball fight?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a question?
Whenever you roll up a snowball...
We live in Indiana.
Whenever you roll up a snowball, does it just, like, melt?
Sometimes.
No.
Well, like, it depends. If you're wearing the right kind
like
of gloves.
Gloves
if you have,
no.
like, mittens,
or, like,
it helps.
Like, it just falls apart. Like, I can't get it into a ball.
Oh, that depends on the snow, though.
You have to
you gotta, like,
get
spin
some...
It.
You gotta get some
snow?
Yeah, like, if it's,
yeah,
like...
you have to get some, like good kind of, like thick snow. You can't, like, that, like, little powder stuff. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't really do anything. You gotta have the stuff that, like, is really, like... thick, and you can like mold it into snowballs.
So there's a science behind building snowballs.
Oh my, we're not talking about this.
Dude, that made me think
guys,
of that
prepare
episode.
For snow to come, guys. You need to learn how to make snowballs, all right?
My dad, every single winter, he comes up to me, he's like, Jackson, I heard it's going to be the worst winter yet this year. I'm like, no, it's not.
You guys remember the ice storm?
Yes.
My mom broke her arm during that.
What?
Did she actually?
Yeah.
How?
Did she slip and fall?
She slipped and fall going for the mail.
Yeah. Oh, boy. mail, get him.
You go for the mail, like... you risk your life.
Exactly.
And like, and I used to live in Atlanta, Georgia, down south, and you would literally get like, in the forecast, so it'd be Monday, and it'd be like, on Friday, we're going to get like an inch of snow. City would shut down on Tuesday, and just like, no school for the rest of the week. And I literally lived there for... like this, there was this 1 week where I'm no joke. We got maybe 2 inches of snow, and school shut down for the entire week.
Oh my gosh!
And we were out like it was nothing.
It's crazy.
I have cousins that live in Atlanta, and they they always text me like when they have snow days, and they have like half an inch of snow, but they don't have any snow plows or anything. So people are just wrecking all over the place because they don't know how to deal with snow.
That's terrible.
And here, so they just shut down all the roads because they don't know what to do
for like a week.
Yeah.
And like for here, we get like 2 inches. So I'm like 2 hour delay. They're like. No.
When I go up to Utah for winter break, they have like a foot of snow and they still go to school. It's ridiculous.
A foot and they still go to school?
Yeah, I don't understand.
I feel like I really want the experience of being trapped in my house. Because you're like, so much snow.
That'd be pretty cool. That would be pretty cool.
Okay, yeah, actually, I do kind of see your point there.
Like, might go crazy.
Yeah.
You might want out eventually.
Not for long. Yeah. Eventually, yeah.
You starve.
I just feel like the drama of like going to the store and like seeing all the bread aisles gone and just like...
Oh no.
The apocalypse.
I know. It's going to be awesome. Okay. We're going to go to a quick break real quick and we'll come back. We have Griffin's news report.
Oh yeah.
And play a game with these guys. So that should be pretty fun.
I'm going to win again.
No, I'm winning this time. I'm getting the crown. All right. I'm going to get the crown. I've been showed out twice now. It's time.
It's time. Okay.
You come back. You can't beat like the Browns.
You can't beat me.
It's I'm not the Browns. No, I'm the Cubs. It's been 108 years. Dude, it's been two shows.
You have to lose three times then.
No.
Yeah,
three and one.
No, like in terms of like World Series, like they've hit 108 years, hey, two shows.
Hey, just
no
saying,
difference.
We are playing first seven, so that could very well happen.
Best of seven.
My bad.
3-1 lead. It's gonna
call in 844-4570. Tell us your favorite season. Pretty interested to hear that. Obviously,
winter.
And you're listening to 91.3 WHJE, the Breaking Point.
Summer.
This creepy. Freaking robot.
I'm so, like, why is this a thing?
I don't, it looks like a little bowling pin.
Yeah, it's a bowling pin Wally.
Exactly, it's a bowling pin Wally, and its name is Mother.
Mother.
Mother, I know.
Hello, Mother.
Mother is a peanut-shaped robotic sensor hub that watches over you and your family.
Wait, is it like peanut-sized? Like that
no,
small?
No, it's peanut-shaped. It's okay. It's like the size of a bowling pin, like a fat bowling pin.
What's the purpose?
That's really cute.
It watches you. Like, it measures
it
how
acts
well...
like your mom.
Wow, that is
wow.
It's called Mother. It's called Mother.
It measures how well you brush your teeth. It knows how much you drink and watches when you sleep.
Okay, that could get a bit creepy.
I know!
They're going to take over the world. Guarantee it. This is like, while you're sleeping, they're just going to take over you. You can do something.
The idea behind it is that you can have everything in your home constantly monitored.
Why would constantly you want that? Monitoring you or constantly monitoring each other?
Okay, I don't get what the point is, how well you brush your teeth. Like, what is that?
It's for little toddlers.
Cavities.
But how does it check how well you brush your teeth?
It watches you.
It just watches you.
It's like... A+.
Does it tell you if you missed a spot or something?
9 out of 10.
It's probably like, you need to brush your teeth for 10 more minutes.
Using
like,
my,
what?
I don't know. But it's sensors on your, it can put sensors on your door. It's a door alarm. I'm reading the description right now. It puts sensors on your grandmother's pills and it will tell you if your grandmother is taking her medications. You can put it under your pillow and sleep habits get tracked.
You put the thing underneath your pillow?
It's going to kill you.
How
guaranteed.
Big is this?
Guaranteed that this is going to uprise and take over the world.
That would be so uncomfortable. I mean, it's like, it doesn't look flat.
One day we'll all be replaced by electronic peanuts.
The rise of the peanut robots.
Oh my God.
It's creepy looking. It's just, it's like a little Okay, I miscalculated how big it is because I didn't see the water bottle that's next to it. So it's actually pretty small.
Okay.
Oh, but it's like a bowling, it looks like a bowling pin. That's about this. It's a little bigger than a water bottle. It's fat. And
it's white and it has a cute face.
Yeah, it just has a little like.
We saw a picture.
Cute face. I don't know. How do you guys feel about that?
I think the cute face is a bit deceiving.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking.
What's that one movie where the robot comes to life and just like takes over? Like this, it's like
literally
a
all sci-fi movies.
G-Force.
Is that what it is?
That's with guinea pigs.
Yeah, the robots come to life.
Wait.
Wait a second. Don't think that's a plot of G-Force.
I don't know what movie
it
it's called.
It is. The microwaves and the blenders and all those machines come to life. And then
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Okay, I think you're right. I don't think that's the movie you're talking about.
That's not the movie you're talking about.
No.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
You would notice if there were CGI guinea pigs in that movie.